Mike's here. Is Pearl here?
Oh, is Pearl over there?
Yes, she is.
Kathy's there.
You're ready, Kathy?
Let's rock and roll.
Kathy, ready?
I love these jokes.
Go ahead.
If you want,
Attention.
Okay, if everyone could find their seats and finish up your business, we're going to reconvene. And we'll start with the budget update, which should finish our morning business, and then we'll be back on schedule.
Hopefully.
So, well, closer. Okay, so Pearl, would you tell us about the budget?
Yes, ma'am. All right. You all probably know that we're in the budget session. That is, the legislature of Nebraska is right now reviewing all of the agency's budget requests. The governor has come out with his recommendations, and then it goes to the Appropriations Committee for consideration, hearings, and then to the legislature as a whole. And then we find out what our budget will be for the next two state fiscal years. We did request $835,200. We kept it really tight this year.
And that's on public record too, folks.
So, I beg your pardon. We'll start over. We requested $835,295 in state funding, both for fiscal year 12 and 13. That is the same amount as our base, that is our current amount of state funds, general funds. The governor recommended no cuts, so that's a good first step. I did speak with some senators at the organization's events that I mentioned earlier, and was encouraged by some senators from the Appropriations Committee. So, so far there has not been a hearing set yet. I'll let everybody know when it is set, but at this point it looks pretty hopeful. Of course, we submitted a conservative request with the hopes that then they wouldn't cut us further. And so that's basically it. If you have more specific questions or want me to talk about any aspect of the budget or the budget request, I'll be glad to do that.
Where does the stimulus package ending at some point put us?
Okay. The stimulus money, or you might hear it called ERA or ARA funds, end at the end of September 2011. The projects that we have done with that money will all be completed by then. We did add to staff a half-time home teacher orientation counselor in the North Platte office. That is Jamie Forbes, who was half-time. And then with the ERA funds, we were able to make her position full-time until the end of September. She's well aware, and the supervisors doing the planning are all well aware that funding ends. So on October 1, she'll go back to a half-time position. But we made sure that we didn't do any other things with the money that would end up with layoffs or gaps in services. We tried to do projects that would be, you know, make a difference, but then be done, like the senior conference and the videotapes that are going to be, we'll continue to use them for years to come. Things like that aren't going to cause us any drop in services because the money goes away. Is that answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I thought there would be means to still keep her keep her full time.
No. The plan was to go back to the part time, and really the the client load in that area is fine with a part-time person.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
I have just a general question about staffing. Where are we at? Are there empty positions that are going to be filled? Are there empty positions that are going to be moved around or left empty? Or where? Okay. Just an overview of where we're at.
Sure. Okay. We have recently been told, I don't know if we actually have a letter of resignation. We do have a letter of resignation from our VR counselor in Kearney. Sarah Stewart is going to move to, I guess, northwest Nebraska, closer to family. And so we're very sorry to lose Sarah. Is it April
1? 14th.
April 14th is the planned date. Did I hear correctly that it's possible she would leave sooner?
Correct.
Okay. But at this point, the plan is April 14th. So we will post internally to see if anybody internal wants the position sooner, and then that person could move right into her position, and then we'd open whatever other position. Usually in the smaller offices, we don't, you know, get a lot of people wanting to move from somewhere to another smaller town. So we're not aware of anybody internal that wants it, but that's still a step we would do first. And then we will open the position with the hopes of starting someone the same date that she leaves. So we would have a gap there while they're in training, but that's typical to how we normally do business. Other vacancies, I don't think we have any actual vacancies right now. Am I forgetting anybody? The brain is a strange thing sometimes, but okay. So no vacancies right now. We are, as you'll remember from the November meeting, we talked about creating a position to be a technology program manager. That's still in process. So we don't have that position yet, but it is being worked on, and the funding for that position is in our budget request. So we still, you know, we will be able, even with this flat budget, to hire that person once we get through all the steps we have to do to create a position. That's all I can think of. Kathy, is there anything else you can think of I should mention?
No, it seems like that.
Okay.
Other budget questions from the commissioners?
Thank you.
Okay.
And we picked up time.
We will move on to the update, excuse me, on the Business Enterprise Randolph Shepherd program.
And I'm going to let Carlos do the talking on that.
Sure.
Of course, I'll answer questions if needed.
Do I have the
mic?
Oh, my. It's on the table. Okay. As you know, we lost the contract with the state office building and the state capitol regarding the vending machines. Pearl mentioned earlier that she and I met with Carlos Castillo, the Director of Administrative Services. And we tried to address the issue to him about the relevance and also the spirit of the law in regards to give priority to applying people for vending machines. The law as it is now, it says they will give us priority as long as we are competitive with other entities. And the more you look around, there are big corporations such as Pepsi, which we cannot compete against them. So the conclusion of the meeting, by the end, they were saying, well, we need to look at the benefit of the state, meaning Pepsi was paying to them $20,000 more dollars than we could afford. And Dr. Van Zandt articulated very eloquently the fact that we are also a state agency, and the fact that we give jobs to blind people instead of having blind people being unemployed and living out of benefits. So even though you don't see the $20,000 directly in the bank, the state will benefit more if they give us those vending opportunities. And I think they did understand our message, and they are willing to work with us. Well, right now we can't do anything with the state office building or the state capital, but they are willing to let us know about other business opportunities. One of them is the Grand Island Law Enforcement Training Center for policemen. We put a few months ago, and all of them were rejected. They explained to us why that was rejected. Not just ours, but the rest. In other words, they were looking for some kind of services that neither of us offer in our bids. And their conclusion is they didn't word the RFPs in the right way. So they work on wording it the right way, or the way they think will be more acceptable to those who are going to be writing a bid. They said that it will take another 2 weeks, so I assume this coming week is going to be out, and we plan to put a bid on there. We are also trying to talk to the post office. I also already talked to that person to get more vending opportunities on post offices across Nebraska, because we do have some in Lincoln, Omaha, and maybe even in Kearney, but we don't have one in North Platte, and the farther west you go and small towns, we don't have any in those offices. So the goal is to try to get some in there. Chances are they will say, yes, come here, but then we are not going to have a vendor. Or if we have a blind vendor, only 2 machines in that particular post office might not be enough business for that person. But at least we're trying to get more and more opportunities. As we look around, we also realize that the only way that the program can grow is by being competitive. And how can we be competitive? Providing better services, better products, like any other business. By the end of last year, I was contacted by a vendor, not a blind vendor, but a business person who represents a corporation that makes vending machines. And they came up with a machine that has the ability to sell cold products, like drinks, as well as hot sandwiches, and also snacks, like chips. It's a mixed machine. And it's not, maybe $500 more than the other machines. So we order one of those machines. It's going to go to Grand Island. We are going to see if it works. Our hope is that it will result. When I travel across the state many times, I don't want to go into a small town just to buy a sandwich. So we think that this is going to improve, not just because it's what Carlos Evan thinks, but according to the company, and I also called some of the folks in other states, they are already doing that, and it showed that it increased the business for blind people. So we hope that it's going to help. We are also talking to the Offutt Air Force. It's a big bureaucracy. We don't know if we are going to get anything in there, but we are working on trying to get something. I also talked to the Department of Roads because they understand our priority, but they have a big building, they have a cafeteria there, and we are not there. And they also have vending machines, and we are not there. So I already was able to talk to somebody, and we are going to be having a meeting in the next couple of weeks. The other news is the National Guard has also a air base in Lincoln, and they provide launches to troops once a month, Saturday and Sunday, and it's around 1,000 meals for the 2 days. They already told us they will give us that priority if we are interested, so we are also setting a tour with them. And that, if that business is running a good way, they are approximately income will be around $25,000 to $30,000 per year. Just for working on the weekends is not bad. So, and I think we do have the expertise now that 2 or 4 years ago we didn't. One of the blind vendors who is working at the Ashland base, he's also running the Hastings Training Center. And he's just talked to me saying that in April, I believe it's the western part of Nebraska where he put a bid last year, Pearl.
I didn't hear the last part.
He put a bid last year in
yes.
the western part of Nebraska.
So, but it's not the National Guard.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But he's trying to
yes.
put again a bid there, and we are going to support him.
Yeah.
Those are the things that I could come up with now in regards to paperwork and streamlining what we are doing. I'm trying to communicate more with the vendors each time we have a directive or a policy or procedures. I do send a memo to all of them and make sure that we follow up in the meeting. So it's being documented, everything we do there.
How is the new personnel arrangement working since Terry retired?
It's working very good, very good. We found different ways to do it. I found myself to be busier, but because I enjoy that, I guess it gives me more energy. Don't worry, it's switching some of his duties too. Dave Robinson is supporting a lot, so it's, and the council is also supporting on the field. Okay. Now, we used to have a lot of different sites, and I think I mentioned this before too. And some of those sites didn't make more than $5,000 or $7,000 per year. So as some of those vendors are retiring, rather than get a new vendor just to make $7,000 a year, we are giving that particular site to a competent vendor who has shown, who does good customer services and does all the paperwork right with us, to give that to that person instead, so they can double their income. Instead of making $7,000, they can make $14,000 or $20,000, which is what the Commission for the Blind goal is about. That's all I have for now. I think, Pearl, okay. more
yes, thank questions. You, Carlos. Any questions? Thank you.
Excuse me. Questions? Comments?
I guess I do have one question, Carlos.
Yes.
Locations that where you have people retiring and they're just $5,000 or $7,000 a year profit, primarily those are some of the interstate locations. Is that correct?
Not really,
because we didn't lose all of the interstate.
We didn't lose any of the interstate. Maybe yeah. they closed a couple of
right.
sites, but. What we lost, for instance, is a blind vendor who was at the Atrium building.
Say it again, which building?
The Atrium building.
Atrium in
downtown.
Okay. Sure.
Lincoln.
And then another one by the airport, there are two immigration buildings.
Uh-huh.
They were run by two vendors. So one retired, and instead of having two vendors administering those two buildings, which are next to each other, just one is doing it.
Okay. Okay.
And another one in the post office mm-hmm. in Omaha.
Thank you.
Are the clients entering or wanting to enter into the business enterprise program, are we close with the people entering and the new sites being available? You know what I'm saying? Are there 50 people that went in and only 3 sites, or do we have 10 new sites and only 2 people wanting to come in, or can you talk about that?
Well, we didn't have new sites. They were old sites, and they were given to previous vendors.
Okay.
As I talked to counselors too, we're shifting our approach and in a way our mentality and philosophy, because the MBE program used to be or treated as a separate program from the rest. And in a sense, the counselors thought that when they couldn't place a client in a certain job, the last resource was the business enterprise program, with the assumption that, well, they just have to deal with machines, not with people. When in fact, you need to have people skills and computer skills and accounting or basic number skills. So as a result, we haven't had new candidates or people who want to run those new operations maybe in the future, because the way it wasn't attractive. If you offer that to me, I wouldn't try to be a vendor to make $7,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So, but we believe that by changing that approach and blind vendors start making 20, 30, 40,000, 60,000, there is one who is making $110,000 now per year. Mm. So if we bring those examples, we are going to be motivating folks. But at the same time, we need to negotiate with the new managers in different areas to make sure that we can get those contracts. We don't want just to say, yeah, this is a great program, but then we don't have the science. Mm-hmm. So it's a little complicated, but I think we are managing it little by little.
Other questions? Okay.
All right.
Then we'll move on to our next item, which is commissioners traveling to various workshops, conventions, seminars, and other training events this year. So,
would you like to hear some dates?
That would be great.
All right. The National Council of State Agencies for the Blind will be meeting in Bethesda, Maryland, April 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then we have state staff meeting April 5th, 6th, and 7th. So those are both things we should talk about. And then, of course, the national and state consumer organization conventions.
Where is the state staff meeting this year?
It is in Lincoln.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At the Continuing Education Southeast Community College Continuing Education building, just like it was last year.
Okay.
I brought some information about what's on tap for the state staff meeting. We're going to have Jody Farr come and speak about Bridges Out of Poverty. She spoke last year, I think, briefly. She's going to do a full day the Wednesday, the April 6th. April 5th, our opening keynote speaker will be Gary Wunder. He is from Missouri, and he has a talk that he gives on he was a rehabilitation client. He's a blind guy, and he works with technology now. I'm not sure what his exact job is, but University of Columbia. He is going to talk to us about what rehabilitation has meant in his life, both the positive and the negative. So those are the two highlights, that Gary Wunder speech and the Jody Farr. And then, of course, we have usual things, like we always have a forum where staff can talk about whatever they want to, and I forget what other key things. What am I forgetting?
I think we were going to talk about, we were going to ask people for feedback on the video sequence and how it's being implemented in the field.
Right. So the videos, the Pathways to Independence videos that we've been just in process of disseminating, how that's going.
Those are the videos that were created with the ERA funds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Could I see the? Are those available on like?
They are either already posted or going to be posted to our website. Kathy, okay. Do you know if they're there?
They're going to be.
Going to be. Yes.
Okay.
We should, when they do get posted, we should send an email to the board, staff, organization. We send it to the president so you can disseminate it and our listserv. So
okay.
We can do that. Kathy? Yeah,
Deanna Jesse, I believe, was working directly with Nebraska.gov on getting the videos sent to them and having them post them. So as soon as I hear from Deanna that's been done,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll be internal things like that, how status of different projects that we're doing. And so I do want to ask the board if you will attend, if you can attend, and whether the Wednesday the 6th will be pretty much all day Jody Farr, which you're welcome to attend. But if we have a session where you folks talk to our staff, it would need to either be the afternoon of the 5th or the morning of the 7th.
I very much want to attend the Jody Farr.
Oh, okay.
I really want to do that.
Well, you're all welcome to attend the whole meeting if you want.
In fact, I'm going to try to read the book before. No,
yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that would be good.
I'm very interested in this particular subject.
It's powerful
as it relates
stuff.
To blindness and my job, you know, just you know, everything. I just
right.
think it's fascinating.
Julie?
Yes.
I was planning on attending the entire state staff meeting this year like I did last year. I found it as a good opportunity to better meet the staff of the agency, the commission, and better understand the, you know, all the intricacies of what's going on and all the initiatives that are going on. So
mm-hmm.
that was my tentative plan.
Okay. Great. I wasn't able to make it last year to state staff meeting, and I think that that's a very valuable experience, and I think I'm with Mike. I'm going to tentatively plan to do that to the entire state staff meeting.
Good.
Okay. I'm going to be thinking about it. I can't make any decisions today, but I know how valuable it is and have attended part of them. And
oh, sorry.
Would like to, too, but I have to check some things first.
Okay. I don't think, my personal opinion, we'll hear from everybody, but I don't think in the past when we've had a time specifically set aside for the commissioners to talk that it's been really productive or valuable experience.
You're right, Julie, it hasn't, but we have new staff now.
Yeah. I like when we have the new staff, when we do the conference call.
Definitely.
Because it's a more casual environment. It's I can actually talk to that person one-on-one. But having us talk to the entire staff of 50, 49, whatever it is, the exact amount, it doesn't, to me, I don't feel like I'm making a connection. I don't feel that I'm really getting any... It's not a really good conversation type of setting, and that's what I think.
I have to agree with Julie in that last year I was only able to come to one mm-hmm. afternoon, but I really did more intermingling mm-hmm. with the staff in that afternoon, just meeting this person and that person in between times or, you know, as I was leaving. I got more out of that than putting pressure on the staff to come up with questions mm-hmm. or us to come up with something to say to the staff. I think just the one-on-one thing that Julie mentioned, I think that works much better.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just being there is a great yeah. advantage to get to know them a little better.
Yes.
I like to have the microphone, and the last time we did that and sat at the table, I could actually say I got done and said nothing. I mean, I just felt really weird. And
it didn't bother me either way.
I guess just attending, you know, some part of it or all of it would be, you know, more meaningful if, you know, if people can attend. And, you know, I don't know if I if I attend on the 6th, could I just have, you know, a minute to be introduced or say something?
Oh,
if
absolutely.
You could even time me.
No, yeah, I'll be there with my wife.
I think if, you know, just our presence is probably more valuable if we can come than the presentation just felt really out of place.
I
didn't know what to say.
Exactly. I don't see a formal question and answer session really productive. Yes.
Yeah. May Carlos say something.
Mm. Go ahead, Carlos.
I just wanted to let you know, so a feedback I hear from staff members that what Nancy and Mike mentioned, it was valuable to them too. They like the fact that, especially Mike, when he spent the whole time there, sitting with different staff members and going around, and even asking questions as any other staff member. That was very valuable to them too.
Okay.
So I think it goes both ways. Just want to encourage.
Have you heard anything from staff? What we did a few, I think it's been two or three years now, where we had the formal session and they could ask questions. Did you ever hear any feedback about that? Was that helpful?
Well, they didn't think it was helpful because they didn't have questions.
Right.
They just wanted to meet more with you, I think.
Oh, well,
yes.
Right.
Okay. So a more informal
feedback
study.
That I've heard is the
same.
They do really appreciate your interest and your commitment, and they like getting to talk with you individually, but as far as a formal, you know, I think when we first became a commission, that was a very important thing to do, both for the staff and for the board, but it's not so much now.
Yeah. Okay. So state staff meeting, we have settled NCSAB.
Let me go back to the state staff meeting then. We won't put you on the agenda. You will individually be deciding how much and what you'll attend, so be sure to communicate with Kathy if you need lodging. And either way, when you're going to attend, when you get it figured out, because she'll be figuring out meals and such.
Right. Okay.
As well as lodging, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Or if you're going to, if you're Omaha and are interested in commuting with Omaha staff, you need to be talking to Nancy Floral.
Sounds good.
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Awesome.
Does anyone have an interest in going to NCSAB? I can get the letters right.
NCSAB.
Yeah.
What? National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, NCSAB.
Okay. Julie, because of other time, because of the things I'm doing this year for the commission and then the things I'm doing for other organizations and personally, I don't believe I'm going to be able to attend any other events this year. So
that's fine.
Make that simple.
Okay.
We're in the middle of our assessments, and so I know I can't make that kind of commitment.
Nancy, do you have interest in going?
I think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. I went a few years back to San Diego, and I felt it was very good, but I don't think that I'll be able to make it this year either, with it being in October.
No, April, right?
April.
Oh,
yeah.
April. What did I say? Well, with the staff, I'm getting things mixed up, but the staff and the staff meetings and whatever, I'm going to lean towards the staff meetings.
Believe me, I would like to, but I don't want to get in that predicament again.
You know, where I was getting confused was the fall one is going to be in October. So
yeah.
Oh, is it?
That's
okay.
Where I was getting confused. At.
Where will the one in April be?
Bethesda.
Maryland.
Oh.
Okay, I can't get away two times in April either. So, Jim, that's a no.
I don't have unlimited vacation.
Okay.
Things could change. I'll let you know.
Are there other events besides national conventions that anyone? Well, I mean, there's always a time.
Yeah, there's stuff like, there are two meetings a year that relate to Randolph Shepherd, the Blind Vendors Program. One is put on by the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, which is an ACB organization, and Carlos is going to attend their national meeting this next week. He leaves Monday. Then the
Program managers?
No, I'm going to the other Randolph Shepherd group. National Association of Blind Merchants is the NFB Blind Vendors Organization. They usually have a conference, I forget which month, a little later in the year. Anyway, we haven't talked about that one yet, but Carlos is going to attend the ACB one. You know, there's other, and Bob, we were talking about the program
OIB.
Yeah, Older Blind Program Managers. We don't know if that will be.
Well, there was some discussion about having one. The last couple of years, with travel restrictions by so many states, the last couple of years it didn't happen. This year, it seemed like more states were indicating that they could come, and there was some talk about doing it, but since I've been back, I was gone for a while on vacation, I have not seen any indication that anything is being planned. Normally that's held in March, and so I have to think that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
So, yeah, and as far as other things, you know, there's always different kinds of things going on, but really those are the main ones that you might want to consider from your role on the board. I can't think of anything else.
Okay.
Bethesda is one of the, you know, I've attended a lot of things, you know, school-related, blindness-related. Probably it's in one of the top three or four things that I've ever attended. I mean, it really is well worth the time if anybody can go.
Okay, national conventions. Is there...
The NFB starts July 3rd and goes to July 9th in Orlando. ACB starts July 8th and goes to the 17th in Reno.
Okay. Is there interest by commissioners to request funding for either of those? Okay.
I will be north of the border on vacation.
You will be north, okay. I would like to request funding to attend the ACB convention this summer in Reno.
So moved.
Second.
So, do we need to vote? I don't think that's a formal thing. Is anybody opposed, or are there comments, questions? Nancy?
Nope.
Mike? Nothing?
No.
Okay, well then.
I guess I do have one question.
Uh-huh.
And it's not related to you going.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember back to, we had a discussion about this, and I just want to get a clarification. For Jim or I to attend the NFB or the ACB National Convention once during our tenure, because we are the designee of those organizations, were we able to do that or not able to do that?
Oh.
I think I can
remember.
We talked about
remember.
It, but I'm trying to remember what was decided.
I think we said that you would be able to attend your designee.
Okay.
I think Kathy's pulling out.
I thought
that.
We said no.
I could go to NFB.
Kathy's
if I
looking it up. Let's
well, yeah, but you to go to the ACB.
No, I wouldn't request funding.
I have the attendance guidelines that the commissioners voted on and approved.
Can you hold on 1 second so it can be on the record?
I'm going to have to excuse myself for that.
Consumer Convention Attendance Guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
That'd be it.
Yes.
Okay, the proposal read, number one, any active board member may request financial reimbursement for attendance at two national and two state organization activities in their four-year term. This would include the state conventions of the ACB or NFB and the national conventions of these two organizations. Two, board members attending the conventions would have their travel, hotel, meal, and registration expenses paid for in accordance with state regulations by the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Whether or not a board member could attend the activity would ultimately depend on the budget of the agency.
Sure.
Number three, approval of attendance will be accomplished by a member requesting funds in a public meeting of the Board of Commissioners. Mm-hmm. A reason why he or she wanted to attend the event, followed by majority approval of the other commissioners. Number four, upon the completion of the trip, a report no more than one page in length shall be generated to the commissioners
and the executive director and shall be presented at a public meeting of the Board of Commissioners, thereby making it a part of the public record via the minutes. Live pay of per diems will be excluded. The very opening paragraph to describe it just basically said, recognizing that the commissioners serving on the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired serve those people in the state who are blind, it is important for board members to be in touch with the people we serve. Attendance at consumer conventions whenever possible is one way to measure the pulse of the blind Nebraskans. While not required, it is a great listening opportunity when commissioners attend the state ACB and NFE conventions. It is also important for board members to attend the national conventions of these groups to understand the philosophy of each organization, as well as how these organizations affect policy in each state. That's what
I don't think it'd be ethical for me to request funding to an ACB convention. That's my opinion.
We've already established that.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
There.
The person can,
so
okay, that clarifies.
Right,
if
I understand.
If you choose to or not, that's up to you.
Right, I understand. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I would agree with Jim in a state convention for me, because I play a very active role in that state convention. But in a national convention, I do not play an active role in putting on the event. So tentatively, I would like to request funding to attend the NFB National Convention. I'm still working out whether or not that's going to fit into my schedule, but we're looking at that. And since it is a requirement to ask in a public meeting, I tentatively ask at this time.
And didn't it also say that we need a majority of the people to agree with that? So mm-hmm. Is that kind of like a consensus type thing? Or do we
well,
need to take
if you guys want to vote, it only takes a second.
Somebody needs to make a motion is all.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Okay.
A question. Does the motion cover both requests?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, kill it in one bird, one stone.
Okay. And just for clarity's sake, the amount of funding that's available this year is $700. Mm-hmm. It's not, which is what Pearl has established as what the budget is able to afford. There we go. Hmm. So it's not 100% of what the expenses will be.
Right.
Okay. Any other travel that we would like to discuss?
Well, we need to get a call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. Yes.
Give Julie another candle.
Yeah, there we go. I need something. Okay, so that's for both travel.
Yes.
Is that where we're going?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Nancy?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
Jim?
Yep.
Mike?
Yes.
And I'll say yes. So we're good.
Excuse me,
thank
for
you.
The minutes, I know there was a motion. Was there a second?
Yes.
I had a second.
You got
I
it.
Somebody had
a second.
Thank you.
And I need to excuse myself for a minute.
Okay.
Should we take a break?
What time is it? 1:30?
It's up to you guys. I'm going to excuse myself.
Could we just take 5 minutes?
Yeah, we can take a short 5-minute break. That's fine.
Thanks.
Just a stretch.